A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiya, before we get into this podcast, please consider joining us on Red Men Plus. We have tons of amazing content coming out every single day in both podcast and video form. So get over there and sign up today. Now back to your podcast.
Obviously, a deal for your first signing of the January transfer window is done. Talk to us about your thoughts on why you've moved now for Cody, why he's been on your radar for a while now, and when he might be available.
I think the first questions are... the answer is pretty easy. It's obvious because he's a really, really, really good player. So the package is really interesting. The age he's in is in the potentially shows the and the quality he showed already in Holland and with the national team as well. So it makes him a really, really interesting player, and that's why we were very interested to get him in. And I'm really happy that we could do it. So. Big for us, really big for him as well, so it's cool. He's obviously delighted about joining us, and yeah, everything will be good. So great, great day, let me say it like this.
And when he might be available?
What I heard now, so we are obviously very early, which is good. There might be a chance for Brentford, but I think not really. To be honest, because obviously 1st of January is a bank holiday, and then all the papers which we don't have to sign, but some other people there would have to be signed on the 2nd until 12th, so lunchtime. I'm not too positive that will happen. So, but we will not rush it anyway. So probably Wolves.
Did you have Virgil having a word with him as well, by the way?
Sorry?
Did you have Virgil having a word with Cody?
Yeah, before he technically signed, yes, but not. Virg was involved from a specific moment on, but we didn't tell him, talk to him, because there was no reason for it. When I was allowed to speak to him, I spoke to him, and it was some of these nice moments when you are Liverpool manager of Liverpool FC, and you realize you think you have to convince somebody, and then you realize during the talk, oh, the door is wide open. So this is more or less a home run, and it was cool. Then, so we didn't need Virgil to convince him, but after that, obviously Virgil is anyway likes to be involved in these kind of things, and from a specific moment on, he had his say as well. But all good.
Obviously, I have to ask you, what scope is there for further signings in this window, in particular maybe reinforcements in midfield? We've obviously spoken to you a bit about Jude Bellingham.
Yeah. So I like the, and Tony reminded me now, I like very much the what Pep Linders said. We discuss these things in the boardroom and not in the press room. So, and on top of that, what was to bring in Cody, in the way we brought him in, for example, is again a really good sign, and especially the job Jules did was exceptional. And quite a few people were involved and knew about it, and anyway, nothing came out, which is very, very helpful in all departments. And I think that worked out for us quite frequently, and that's why you will not really expect me to answer your question.
I will ask you then. Finally, for me, about football. Obviously, Leicester.
That's
next
a surprise. Sorry, yeah.
Leicester next on the back of 3 straight Premier League wins, and the league position already looks healthier as well. You've got a game in hand on all but 2 of the teams ahead of you in the table at the moment as well. Is the mindset at the minute
chasing?
How do you keep the mindset to be more enjoying the challenge of closing in on those above you, rather than thinking we must not slip up in this position? but we can't afford to slip up, I should say.
Can't remember a situation where we could afford to slip up, actually, to be honest. No, we have we are in a chasing mode. Definitely, we have to be very uncomfortable for everybody who faces us. That's how it is. And I liked a lot the start. I know the game at Aston Villa was a super intense game, but I loved the start. Our start into the game, you could see it was really different to a lot of games we played this season. Very important, so that's what we need again. High energetic start, and then we have to keep going through the game. Obviously, Leicester had now their first game as well, and they didn't have a good start into the game. I think the intensity Newcastle put in was quite exceptional, and for that day, Leicester couldn't cope with it, but yeah. Brendan is an outstanding manager. Leicester has a lot of great, great players, so they will try to do it completely differently and against us. And that's where we have to be really aware of what we have to be really aware of. And the good thing now is so you never know exactly how it feels and stuff like this. But with the break we had and everything, is like it feels really fresh again. To be honest, it's really, we are really excited. We are really full of desire to go again and go again and go again, and that's what we have to show now on the pitch, obviously. And the next opportunity for us is the Leicester game shortly after that, and the Brentford game. But that's how it is for pretty much all of us. And no, it's all good for the moment. No new injury problems after the game. Not that a lot would come back for the game, apart from Ibu, who is now in training with us. He will be available now as well. So positive for this moment, but we know it will be a tough game.
Jürgen, over the last couple of seasons, games against Leicester have been competitive and entertaining. What do you expect for them this time around, given the slow start they made, but they picked up form just
a little bit? So you are not that, but our start was not brilliant, so I didn't have a more detailed look on the Leicester start, but I realized that I didn't collect a lot of points, but found a way into the league as well. Great results before the break, obviously. So now, for whatever reason, I don't know exactly, we watched that game now, obviously, I saw it, but I cannot 100% know or explain. Why things happened. Of course, Madison is a big miss, that's clear. But apart from that, they've had a really strong side. But Newcastle is just a really good team. So that's obvious as well. I expect a tough game, and I expect a reaction, and I expect all these kind of things. What you would expect, I change the system during the game. That makes it now a little bit tricky to prepare for a specific system. But they played with five in the back, they played 4-2-3-1, they played in this game, now changed to a diamond, which looked, I think, more stable in that moment. Will Brendan decide to do that again? I don't know. So that's all information you have. At one point, you have to make yourself independent of all this information, because we have to push through what we want to see and what we want to do on the pitch. And it's a while ago that they had a home game. Was it Southampton? And I was in the stand, right? Yeah, great experience. And so I'm pretty sure our people are pretty happy to see us again, and I hope we can transform that in a sensational atmosphere. It's a night game, obviously, and so floodlights on and field rocking. That's actually what I wish for, that we can really make a special game for us of that. Opportunity, but it's not given yet. We have to work extremely hard, but I don't see any reason why we shouldn't do that.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states.
United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
And just going back to Gakpo, he's clearly shown talent to play in a variety of positions. At this moment in time, do you have something in mind where you think he's best utilised?
No, the position he played most often is obviously the left wing, that's clear, but he can play different positions. And he played for Holland, different positions. He played for Eindhoven, different positions. So that's all fine. He can play all four positions up front. In if you whatever you play, if you play a 4-2-3-1, if you play we can play all four positions. If you play 4-3-3, he can play the winger. 4-4-2, he can play the wing and a striker position. So there's so many things he can play. And but he's still very young. But he has a really good run of form. Not only league but at the World Cup as well. And obviously Holland had not a striker-friendly approach at the World Cup, let me say it like this. So it was very well organized, difficult to play against, but not creating like 50 chances a game. Was not about that. And yeah, that's why he did there in a different role, where he had to defend a lot and all these kind of things. He did really well. So, but his the position he probably would say himself, which he prefers to play, is the left wing in a 4-3-3, and yeah, but that doesn't mean that he will. That for us, it's clear he can play the other positions, and we know that, and that's why he was so interesting for us.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And
I was just wondering, with Cody's arrival, whether that impacts on Bobby's future,
no.
For example, because obviously
no,
he's out of contract.
Not from me, absolutely not. You mean? We had talked with Bobby, and I can say from my point of view, I want him definitely to stay. So that's no impact. If you mean with an impact that Bobby might, I don't. We have to ask Bobby about that. But from my point of view, no.
Thank you.
Yeah, again, Darwin Nunez, his contribution in the last few games against City and at Villa. All action, quick, contributes an awful lot, but it is just lacking a little bit in front of goal. Have you been working with him specifically on trying to find a bit of composure in front of goal? Because his pace gets him in so many times, inside left, inside right, but he's just not finishing at the moment.
Yeah, at the moment, that's it. So the only problem with a footballer has that if you improve, you get tested every 3 days, pretty much, and that's then, didn't work out yet. Are they not working on it? Of course we are. It's more about talking and to stay relaxed in these moments, because I'm now really not only since yesterday in the business, and I saw so many developments of players in all directions, and for me it was always, like for a striker is a problem if he doesn't have chances. That's a real problem. If he doesn't get in situations, that's a problem. We can sort that, but it's much more difficult. The rest, get in situations. You gain experience in the same situation. You come in the same situation again. You know what you did last time, so you do it slightly different, or you do it again because it was unlucky. All these kind of things, but that comes all with time. So on a top level football competition like the Premier League, with a limited amount of sessions you have, it's not that we go outside and tell him after playing 90 minutes in the last two games, tell him, okay, come on, today we do finishing. It's just not possible. So it's more about talking about it. We are in constant conversation about this, but in the right manner, not pointing the finger and saying, oh, here you have to finish. He is an exceptional talent, really exceptional. And yes, that he comes in these situations, that's what I meant after the game. He was not to defend in these moments. So he missed a goal, yes, but he was not to defend because there's nothing what he can do against this power when he can generate that. And the rest will come. That's how it is. The only problem is we talk every day pretty much about it, or you get judged every day, and sometimes things need a little bit of time, but it can go like this in football. You hit an incredible goal and stuff like this, and all of a sudden you calm down. I saw so many top-class strikers in moments where the world was judging them and thought, not sure that will happen again. But if you have quality and the right attitude, everything will be fine, and that's the case with him.
When we spoke to Pep Linders prior to the City game...
It's a joy, eh?
Yeah, always interesting.
It is.
And he was making the point that a lot of the time in Dubai was spent with the players, making sure that they reconnected to the Liverpool values that have been a huge part of your success since you've been there. I mean, from our perspective, it looks like the games against City and Villa...
It worked out, eh?
That really has worked. I mean, can you see that? Can you see the urgency returning that was lacking early on this season, maybe? And a bit more intensity.
No, it was obvious for us. We had so we were pretty busy in the break as well. So we prepared them. In the end of the real work, do then the analysts. But we told them what kind of videos we want, and then they gave us the first opportunity, the first few situations, and we said, okay. I'm not sure. So we realized we have to go back to show the real situation. We have to go back to last season. So, yes, there were a couple from that season, early in the season. But it was never like, that's not exactly like it should be. So we worked really a lot on these kind of things. It was not easy to change it immediately. It's how it's always with problems. You have a problem and it's not the solution is not always in front of you. So sometimes you have to work a little bit longer or harder to get a way find a way through. But yes, that's why I said I was really pleased with the start in the game, and I don't know how often we sat here and you asked me and told me that we conceded the first goal, and I nearly got sick of that. And so that's something we have to, you cannot avoid, obviously, always conceding a goal, but it's really important that we find a different start into the games. And that was now at City was different. That was not what we wanted, but Aston Villa was exactly how he wanted us to start. And that's the first step into a game. And that's something we worked on. And obviously, the intensity in our defending situation, the counter-pressing must be again a different level, all these kind of things. And we worked a lot on it. And I saw signs, yes, but it's a long-term project, obviously. We have another 24 games for sure to go, and we have to show that in all of them.
Carl at the back.
Hi.
Just go back to the Gakpo transfer for a minute. Because that deal was brought forward pretty sooner than you originally thought it might have been done or might have had a chance of doing it, does that impact the resources of the budget you have for January anyway?
That's part of the discussions we have in the boardroom and not in the press room. But I would say in principle it's like this for all people in the world. The money you spend has an impact on the money you can spend. Not. So it's not that it increased, but it's not nothing. No, it has nothing to do with each other. So really not. We know what we want to do, and we will see if we can do it. And it's about money, of course, but it's more about how it always was, about the right players. And we are really, really happy that we could get Cody. And I heard a couple of, not a lot, but a little bit here and there, discussions, and I understand all that, we have to talk about it. And he's a young player with a lot of potential. If he would have been already in a different position, so like scoring 40 goals and not in Holland but in Spain or whatever, unaffordable. So it's in these kind of things, it's all about timing, getting these boys in the right moment that they didn't already score 55 goals per season, stuff like this. So it's really, and that's why we were really convinced we could follow. So he always made a step. He always made the next step, and that makes it so interesting. And we believe in our process, obviously, when players here come here, or especially offensive players, they actually all made a step forward, and because the way we work and the way we can help them, and that makes it massively interesting.
Last one for this section, James Pearce, and then we move on to the embargo.
Oh.
Jürgen, just to what extent was this deal influenced by the injuries to Jota and Diaz? Was that a big part of it?
No, not at all. But I would say, if you're interested, we decided to do something from a sports point of view without having the green light from the financial side already months ago, if you want. So 2-3 months ago. So that's why it has nothing to do with it. But in the end, that we could do it early might have been influenced, but. Yeah, we worked on it, and you have never a guarantee when you find an agreement or whatever, these kind of things, and that's why that's how I said now that we talk about that there might be a chance on a second is pretty special, because the business only starts on the first, and so the seventh is for me the first real possible date, and where we can. He had an intense World Cup, had 2.5 weeks off, which means like 3-4 sessions he had in that time, which makes absolute sense that he didn't have more. So it makes sense that he has now a few sessions, not only for a football reason, like how to fit in, but as well from a physical point of view. So he is well rested, I would say, and now we can start working with him, and then he should be fine for the seventh.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.